From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit Thursday and Friday in an effort to keep nuclear material out of the hands of terror groups and others with malicious intent. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday pointed to the international nuclear deal with Iran as an example of how to control the spread of nuclear material.
The Iran deal, the international agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is probably the best example of that. A large percentage, 98% of their stockpile of highly enriched uranium, was shipped out of the country and was secured. That's a good example.
The White House said there are an estimated 2,000 metric tons of highly enriched uranium and separated plutonium with civilian and military programs worldwide. The summit will include a special session on how to ensure groups like Islamic State don't get their hands on nuclear material. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan Unity government arrived at a naval base in Tripoli by ship Wednesday after being denied entry by air in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived from Tunisia with several other colleagues. Sarraj said, "With God's help and with everyone's support, we'll work to create a state with institutions and laws, with the participation of all Libyans, work for a ceasefire, end the bloodshed, and confront the dangers posed by the Islamic State." But the members of the so-called Presidential Council lack support from either of Libya's two rival administrations. The Government of National Accord is the result of UN mediation in December aimed at ending the North African country's political stalemate and reining in bands of militia in a country awash in arms. The U.S. called on what it said obstructionists to make way for the new government. This is VOA News.